We bless the city of New Braunfels and the city of Abilene. Yes. I was going to say, I shared it earlier with the group before we went out this morning, but that wasn't a Freudian slip. That was a God thing, because when you begin to move in the kingdom of God, you begin to realize it's one church, one body, one group of people. I was thinking about actually Philip today and how he's in one location. He's ministering to the Egyptian, and in the moment he was done ministering, the Lord transported him. Beam me up, Scotty. I mean, if you want to read the Bible and say, well, I want to avoid all the weird stuff, you're going to have to avoid a lot of the Bible, okay? Because it was beam me up. He transported from one place to another place instantaneously. I can't explain that other than God is amazing. And so as you guys, Gary, the whole team are ministering here at the exact same time, the city of Abilene is receiving an impartation, a breakthrough. And we just honor you. So if you guys would do, well, I want to do this before we get started. With the Abilene team, the TSS team, will y'all come up forward real quick? And we just want to lay hands on you. Yes, celebrate, stand up. Go ahead and honor them with a standing ovation. And here's what I'm going to do real quick. Once you guys just take the mic real quick and just give everybody your name. I mean, most of us worked with you all afternoon, but go ahead and just tell us who you are.
Papa John. At John Baker, they call me Papa John.
Kiwi.
I'm Gary.
I'm J.P. Sloan.
Kathy.
Latimer Bowen.
James Sargent, go by Sarge.
Thad Bones. Gregory.
So here's what I want to, if you guys would extend out a hand of blessing, I just want to prophesy over you. And just, I was reading through the book of Acts, and whenever there was appointed six Gentile believers to serve their city and serve their people, through their hands, it was the first recorded signs, miracles, and wonders done outside the apostles. It was done through this group of men, specifically Stephen and Philip and five others. And I just declare over you guys right now, you carry that same anointing, because you carry a servant heart anointing, but specifically signs, miracles, and wonders follow you, because he can trust you with the amazing gospel of the kingdom of God. And so I just release over you guys right now fire from heaven that would just come. Just come. Kiwi, I'm telling you what right now. You've got that anointing. Whoa. that when Elisha called down fire from heaven and it came. Right now, I just declare just that that's the anointing she carries, Elijah's spirit. Just to bring down the fire, to burn out the things. Come, Holy Spirit. Lord, we just thank you for Gary. We just bless him right now. Fire of God, fall. Come, Holy Spirit. Greater things. Greater things. A greater apostolic anointing. More. Not just because your name's Jay, but you do carry a double portion anointing. The things that you've put your heart to, and the Lord just declares, because you've been faithful with what he put in your hand, and you stewarded it, and you didn't steward it for gain, you stewarded it for him. Whoa, you took something that was already growing, and you've made it to be resilient, to be strong, to be transplanted, transported into the desert places. I'm not saying that's where you're going, but this, the anointing you carry, whatever you carry will grow in the desert. It will grow in the rainforest. It will grow in the plains of Africa. It will grow in Antarctica. It doesn't matter the atmosphere. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Whatever you're carrying and whatever you're planting is going to grow and prosper there and transform the action. It's going to terraform. More. Come, Holy Spirit, Lord. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. The joy. Oh, wow. The joy of heaven for you. The joy of the Father. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I keep hearing the Pied Piper. And it's saying as you play his song, as you sing his song, they're going to line up behind you and follow you wherever you want to go. And not just the little ones. Don't think that you're limited to the little ones. But instead, he's made you to be a mama to adults. Just release that more. Greater capacity. More of your presence, God. More of your eyesight. More of your perspective into the heavenlies. And Lattimore, I just declare that the heart that you have for the 7 billion is, he says, that's something I can work with. If you would have said 7 people, he would have worked with you on that. But the fact you said 7 billion, that excites his heart. That moves his heart. So greater measure, Lord God, of faith, greater measure of favor everywhere she goes. Lord, over Sarge, God, we just thank you, Lord. What a servant heart, Lord God. But Lord God, I just declare right now, you've made him not to be a sergeant, but instead a general, a field general. That he carries that leadership capacity within him and that's breaking out. Lord God, that he's moving up the ranks. He's known in heaven and he's feared in hell. I just see the Lord taking old combat boots and he's putting on new platform shoes. Dude, I'm just telling you what I'm hearing. So you can stomp. He's elevating you is what he's doing. He's elevating your perspective. Your floor has become a little bit higher. I just thank you for that. We thank you for Bones, Lord God. Yeah. Lord, I think he's one of those, the hidden ones that comes and it's a sneak attack, Lord, that he's not just hidden in Christ, but God, you strategically place him where he can do the most harm to the devil and bring the biggest benefit to your kingdom. And we pray right now for open doors. I see door after door after door, like this down this long hallway that's just all of a sudden opening up before you as you walk down the hallway. And I just became open and opening and opening and opening. And it means that there's doors that were previously closed to you before. And it wasn't that you weren't ready, according to him, but you didn't feel you were ready. And just through this experience, God showed you that you have always been ready and those doors have always been open. And now you're going to walk forward, and they're just going to swing open before you. We declare, Lord, that blessing over him, Lord. And Lord, over the city of Abilene, we declare all of Abilene will be saved, healed, and set free. 100%. Lord, we just bless this family in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah. So I shared this earlier, and I'll just share it with everyone in case y'all weren't here this morning. But we went on a walking tour last night with the TSSM team, and we were down by we did all the murals. I don't know if anybody in New Braunfels, if y'all have ever noticed the murals painted downtown. I've always noticed them, but I didn't really realize the reason that was that. And part of it was because our city has a lot of pride in our heritage and our history and in the place in history we play in this state and in this nation. And so to be a Main Street city, you have to do certain things to be noticed or recognized as a Main Street city. And so they painted these beautiful murals telling the story of our history. And one thing I didn't realize is that when Prince Solms came into Texas, initially the land that he was given, it was supposed to be 600 acres per German that was coming over, family, was supposed to be all the way where the Comanche territory was, all the way out past San Angelo. And so that's a pretty big swath of land. And when they came in initially, people started saying, you realize the Comanches are a warrior people, and it may not be a good idea to go, you know, build your house out in the middle of the, was it the Comanchera? And so they stopped it here. But what I sense is that specifically, you think about it, from the beginning of the history of their city, we were supposed to be connected with that part of Texas. Like, we have a shared history and heritage, and so this region is it's an amazing thing and of what God is doing. And tonight, we just want to celebrate. And we put it out there as we were inviting people in to come and do a revival celebration service tonight, and you guys came. And the invitation, and Mike said it this morning, was always, we have no motivation other than to show you that you're loved. And I don't know, I counted 60-something cards, almost 70 cards that are up here of testimonies. And I did the math real quick. That is 0.1% of the city population in New Braunfels. That's a pretty powerful number. Like, if you consider the fact that represented here, the number 10 is powerful. We're celebrating our 10th anniversary in May. And what he's saying is that because we were willing to go outside the box and really begin to express love. And I'm going to tell you guys, y'all messed me up when y'all walked out there and began to sing to the city. There's no words that can describe it. But you guys are ready for prime time. Right? And what is it? It's to display Jesus to our city. Like, it wasn't just, all right, some church, and there's a time in the history of our church, we would have been content in these four walls praying for a revival and praying that it would happen, but never doing what we did today. We went out there today and extended the gospel of the kingdom, and God was well pleased. And I can't thank you guys enough. There's so many testimonies and that we're going to get to. And so the service tomorrow, here's what I want to let you guys know about, is that the message is going to be the testimonies of today. Because there's power in the releasing of the testimony. And we want these things to be told and retold and told again, because we believe they're going to expand. And these are the stories now. And there's a David Crone, who a senior leader of the Mission Church out in Vacaville, California, wrote something called The Decisions That Define Us a few years ago. And it's something we actually adopted. When you've gone through our membership class, it's something that we've actually read over. And one of those decisions that define us was, we are going to be the ones telling the stories of God's power, not the ones just hearing them, right? Yeah. We have some testimonies that are ours now. It's powerful. Now, tonight, I'm going to show you a series of videos they're still ours because God did it, right? And I want it to build your faith, like there's more, and to expect more that what God wants to do. And we're going to be building teams to go back out. Like, it wasn't just a Love New Braunfels weekend for us to go pray over our city and go engage with people door to door. We want to build teams that are willing to do that. And I'm not going to tell you how the regularity, but on a regular basis, getting outside our four walls, going out here, going to wherever your neighborhood is. If you don't live in the west side, wherever your neighborhood is, we're going to come to your neighborhood and we're going to do the same thing. Right? There's something about what God wants to do in this place. And I love every church in this town, because what they've done, they've sown into this ground to make it possible for us to be here and do what we're doing this time. So it's not a testament about what any church is doing or not doing other than that. But what it is saying is, for us, what God is calling us to do is now to take the way we've tilled the ground and we've turned into soft, fertile ground, and now to go out there and spread it too. So, amen. So God is good. Amen. So one of these things, and I was talking to Dorothy beforehand, we planned that if anyone came in that spoke Spanish only, that she was going to translate, and then Carlos was going to help translate as well. And we don't have any Spanish only speakers here tonight, but it felt like the Lord said, are you practicing like you're preparing to play the Super Bowl, right? And so we didn't go out there just so we could be the English only speaking church that says, we're going to love on you, but we don't ever want to connect with you language-wise or culturally-wise. That just makes no sense. And I want you all to look around in this sanctuary real quick. Look at the diversity of ethnicity in here, right? You got Anglo, you got Korean, you got Latino, right? We got African American, we got mutts, right? The mutts of the world say amen, right? Texans, yes. I love it. The biggest thing, though, you know what unites us? We're all of the tribe of Judah, right? The line, the tribe of Judah, right? I mean, this is what unites us. And so I'm gonna ask Dorothy come up here, and I'm gonna go ahead and have her translate for me in Spanish. I want y'all. I'm praying for tongues of Spanish. Okay, personally. It also, I have a thing that God's saying, you're going to have to steward it well, which means I'm going to have to engage with it. But until that happens, y'all can pray for supernatural download of Espanol, but I'm going to borrow somebody else's gift, okay, and grace. And then Carlos, I want you to come up here. You don't want to do it? Okay, it's okay. Okay. It's okay. I don't want to force you. But I'm going to have you come up and translate. And here's the thing. I want you guys to be prepared. And here's what I want you to prepare for. We are called to the nations. Let me hear you say, we're called to the nations. The legacy of Jesus is called to the nations. We have the nations living around us. Do y'all realize that? I mean, we have such a diverse community right here. And so we're gonna go and we'll see how this rolls, okay? So, Dorothy, why don't you go ahead and greet them?
Buenas noches. Me llamo Dorothy. Buenas noches. ¿Cómo están?
Yeah.
Muy bien. Que Dios los bendiga.
Now, how do you say what's your name in Spanish?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas? Yo me llamo Dorothy.
Sí. Okay.
Dorothy Dodson.
Carlos.
Hola, ¿cómo están? Me llamo Carlos Mercado. Que Dios los bendiga y aleluya.
Aleluya. I did learn that when we were down in Nicaragua, and I was preaching in a church, and I got to a moment like, okay, what am I supposed to say now? And then I realized pretty quick, all I had to do was say hallelujah, and the whole church would go crazy. So, hallelujah.
Gloria al Señor.
So, Dorothy, help me with this one. In the cross of Jesus.
En la cruz de Jesús.
Is included.
Está incluido.
Complete and full healing.
Completo sanamiento.
That when Jesus said.
Que cuando Jesús dijo.
It is finished.
Que está terminado.
He wasn't just talking about.
No solamente estaba hablando.
Your ticket into heaven.
A tu boleto para el cielo.
Although that was certainly what he meant.
Aunque eso sí se refería, eso indicaba.
But there's so much más.
Pero hay tanto más.
To what
tanto
he was doing.
More. Tanto more.
Muy bueno. There was so much more.
Era más.
Sí, mucho más.
Yeah. Pick it up, Carlos.
Sí.
There was so much more.
Había más.
Más. I like that.
Four sounds more. Good. Okay.
And what was that more?
¿Y qué es? ¿Qué era eso más?
The effects of sin.
Los efectos del pecado.
So what was one of the effects of sin?
¿Cuáles eran los efectos del pecado?
That when you died,
que cuando te mueres,
you were separated from God for all of eternity.
Estabas separado del Señor por, right? Para siempre.
At the moment that Adam and Eve sinned,
al momento que había pecado con Adam,
and I want you to know that in Genesis account,
y queremos que sepas que en la cuenta de Génesis,
sin does not appear.
El pecado no se demostró.
The word sin does not appear.
Pero la palabra, el pecado, no se demostró.
So what was it that happened to Adam and Eve?
¿Qué fue lo que le pasó a Adam y a Eva?
Tag your it. What happened to Adam and Eve was...
¿Qué es lo que pasó con Adam y Eva? Lo que pasó fue que...
Their connection to God...
La conexión que ellos tenían con Dios...
As a pure source of life...
Como una fuente de vida...
Was severed.
Fue cortada.
See, so often we think about sin.
Tanto pensamos acerca del pecado.
About behavior only.
Solamente de nuestro comportamiento.
And it really has nothing to do with
pero
behavior.
Pero no tiene que ver nada con eso.
Behavior is only the fruit of something.
El comportamiento es solamente el fruto.
It was the fruit of a disconnection.
Es el fruto de una conexión rota.
from the only thing that can make somebody alive.
De la única cosa, la única fuente que nos puede hacer vivo.
So when Jesus came to
Así
die for
cuando
our sins,
cuando Jesús vino a morir por nuestros pecados,
what he was doing was taking that disconnection.
Lo que él estaba haciendo es agarrando esa rotura.
And he was reconnecting us to the
y estaba conectándonos de nuevo con la fuente de vida.
And so what that means for you
y
or I,
lo que eso significa para tú, tío, para mí,
that whenever we confess with our mouth,
cuando confesamos con nuestra boca,
that Jesus is Lord,
que Jesús es Señor,
we're making a confession,
estamos confesando,
that I am not connected to this world anymore.
Que ya no estoy conectado principalmente a este mundo.
But I'm connected directly
to
God. Estoy
conectado directamente con Dios.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's good. So when we talk about
Así que cuando hablamos
healing
acerca de sanamiento, del sanar,
what we believe with
lo
all
que nosotros
heart,
creemos con todo nuestro corazón,
Carlos, you're tagged. What we believe with all our heart,
lo que conocemos con todo nuestro corazón,
this is working well. I like this. This is really good. Yeah. What we believe with all our heart is
lo que conocemos con nuestro corazón,
that healing is essential to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Que healing.
Sanamiento.
El sanamiento
is essential
es esencial
to the gospel of Jesus
para el
Christ.
Gospel de Jesucristo.
What it means is when Jesus says it is finished.
Lo que dijo él, que cuando dijo que ya estaba terminado,
and we accept him.
Y nosotros lo aceptamos.
We get our ticket to heaven, yes.
Nos da garantía que para el cielo.
But while here on the earth,
pero aquí en el mundo,
we get to enjoy the benefits.
Tenemos que
benefits.
Disfrutar los beneficios
de aquí.
Of it is finished.
Que dijo que ya estaba terminado.
So when we pray for somebody who's sick,
so cuando oramos con una persona que está mala,
what are we declaring?
¿Qué es lo que declaramos?
What Jesus did was enough.
Porque lo que Jesucristo lo que hizo que era suficiente.
We had three people that accepted Jesus today.
Amén.
Tenemos tres personas que aceptaron a Jesucristo. Amén. Cinco personas.
Cinco.
O más.
Right?
Five.
And we celebrate
y celebramos
the benefit
la beneficio
of them getting to heaven.
De que ellos entran al cielo.
But what happens in some
pero lo que pasa a veces en
church
ellos,
settings
en la iglesia,
is that's where the benefit ends.
Es donde el beneficio se termina.
We equally rejoice
igualmente nosotros,
nos regocijamos
in the benefit
y la el beneficio
of healing in the cross.
De que ellos se curaron ahí en la.
So when we say, Jesus, you can't heal somebody,
cuando dije que este Jesús que no puede o no puede hacer
no puede sanar.
Hey, Carlos, back up a little bit. There we go. I get right there, Mike. What we're saying is this.
Lo que dijimos es esto.
Jesus, what you did on the cross is not enough.
Jesucristo, lo que hiciste en la
cruz.
Allá en la cruz no era suficiente.
Tag Dorothy. What we're essentially saying is we cut in between Jesus.
Lo que estamos diciendo esencialmente es que cortamos a Jesús.
And we say Jesus.
Jesús, decimos,
when you said it was finished.
Cuando tú dijiste que estaba terminado.
I don't think you knew what you were talking about.
No sabías de lo que te estabas refiriendo.
I know better.
No sabes lo que decías.
Now how silly is that?
¿Qué tonto sería eso?
Okay. It is finished.
Está terminado.
Say
completado.
It with me.
Dilo con nosotros.
Say it with me.
Dilo
está
con
terminado.
Está terminado.
Terminado.
Está completado.
Está terminado.
Terminado.
Okay.
It is finished.
So what we're going to do when
Así que
we
lo que vamos a hacer es que
share the gospel of
cuando
Jesus
compartimos
with somebody,
el evangelio de Jesús,
sometimes you're going to have
algunas
the immediate
veces
opportunity
vas a tener una oportunidad inmediata
to present to them
para presentar a la persona
Jesus dying on the cross,
Jesús muriendo en la cruz,
Jesus raising from the grave,
Jesús ser resucitado de la tierra,
and give them an invitation.
Sorry.
And giving them an invitation.
Y darles una invitación.
They're doing awesome, by the way. Okay.
Thank right. you.
Giving them an invitation
Dale
to receive him
a ellos a recibir a Jesús
and become born again.
Y poder ser nacidos de nuevo.
But has anybody in here ever shared your faith?
Pero alguna persona aquí alguna vez ha compartido su fe?
and encountered somebody who wasn't ready to pray the prayer.
Se encontraron con alguien que no estaba listo para orar esa oración.
Out of 7 billion on the people on the planet,
de 7 billones de personas en el planeta,
generously, there are 2 billion people who
are born again. Hay 2 billones.
Billion, yeah.
2 billones que son nacidos de nuevo.
And I think that's generous.
Y eso es un número generoso, ¿no?
So that means there's 5 billion people.
Entonces hay 5 billones de personas
who haven't yet received the gospel of Jesus.
Que todavía no han recibido el evangelio de Dios, de Jesús.
And so what we're saying is, and we're empowering
Entonces,
you guys
lo que estamos diciendo es que los estamos empoderando a ustedes.
Is that when you go to the grocery store?
Que cuando vayan a la tienda, al almacén, cuando vayan al trabajo,
right? When you go to school,
cuando vayan a la escuela,
you are carrying the gospel of Jesus with you.
Ustedes tienen el evangelio de Jesús dentro de ustedes.
You're carrying it. The it is finished.
Y están cargando con ustedes el está terminado.
The benefits of salvation.
Todos los beneficios de salvación.
And did you know that healing can come?
Y saben que el sanamiento.
Don't worry about the bat. It wants to fly around. It's a distraction.
No, no se
in Jesus
preocupen
name,
de él.
We'll just shoot it. Okay, how about that? It's let's hit rewind. Hallelujah.
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 I'm gonna start doing that. That works. That's good. You're carrying the benefit of
Tú
salvation.
Cargas el beneficio de la salvación.
But you can be healed before becoming born again.
Pero tú puedes ser sanado antes de ser nacido de nuevo.
And I can show you many,
y yo te
many
puedo
testimonies.
Mostrar muchos, muchos testimonios.
I can tell you
te
many
puedo
testimonies
contar testimonios
of people
de
who
personas
were healed,
que fueron sanadas.
And as a result
y
of experiencing the goodness
de eso,
of God,
el Espíritu de Dios,
through healing,
a través de sanarlos,
they became born again.
Ellos se hicieron nacidos de nuevo.
So I ask you the question.
Entonces yo les pregunto la pregunta.
Tag Carlos, why would we not, or let me say that again. Why would we limit ourselves?
¿Por qué nos limitamos nosotros?
To sharing the gospel of Jesus.
Que no les decimos a personas de Jesucristo.
To only a few people.
Nada más a un poquito de personas.
So you have nothing to lose.
So no tienes nada que perder.
If God shows up,
si el Señor se
and heals somebody,
viene y después ¿cómo se llama?
Cuando el Señor se presenta
se
y alguien y sana a alguien.
Y sana a alguien.
They experience the goodness of God.
Ellos tienen la experiencia de lo bonito del Señor.
And the chances for them becoming born again,
las chances de que ellos reciban al Señor,
increase.
Se hacen más grandes.
If you pray for somebody,
si tú oras por una persona,
and they're not healed,
y ellos no tienen sanamiento,
they still experienced,
también pueden experienciar,
the goodness of God.
Las cosas buenas del Señor.
Amen.
And their chances for being born again,
las chances para que se renacieran otra vez,
just went up.
Se van para arriba.
The pressure's not on you.
El presión no es en ti.
The pressure's not on me.
El presión no es conmigo.
Actually, the pressure's not even on God.
Pero ni para nada.
He's a cool customer. He has no pressure.
Él sabe que él es cool. Que no.
Don't worry about it.
No se preocupen.
It's not going to get you guys, okay? Trust me. Huh? Am I getting too close? We're stern. Yeah. So here's what we're going to do. We're
going to play vamos a hacer ahorita.
A few testimonies.
Unos testimonios aquí.
Of healing.
De sanamiento.
And if in the course of the testimony.
En el curso del testimonio.
This testimony matches up with something you've been dealing with.
Si estos testimonios tienen algo que ver con una cosa que tienes tú.
I'm going to ask you to.
Te voy a preguntar que.
Check your body.
Cheques tu cuerpo
as much as you can,
lo más que puedas,
and see if there's any improvement.
Y que ves a ver si hay un improvemento.
In the course of meetings like this,
y en el curso de meetings así como aquí,
we've shown videos like this,
y vemos videos así,
or we've told testimonies about healing,
o decimos testimonios de sanamiento,
and there's always a certain percentage of people,
y nada más un porciento de personas,
that are healed sovereignly,
que se sanan 100%.
What sovereignly mean? It means that God just shows up, nobody prays for them.
Y esa clase de sanamiento cuando el Señor viene y te sana 100%.
And why? Because in the telling of the testimony,
¿y por qué? Porque le dije una persona al testimonio,
something's released in the air,
y algo se release al aire,
and they're healed.
Y después se sanan.
Okay. There's also going to be several folks,
también van algunas personas,
that you're going to hear the testimony,
que van a oír los testimonios.
It's not going to have anything to do with what you're dealing with,
que no va a tener nada que ver lo que estoy diciendo.
But it's going to build your faith for what you are dealing with.
Pero van a poner la fe más grande y de lo por nada que lo estás leyendo. Tienes que checar tu cuerpo.
There's a certain percentage of people that will be healed.
Hay unos porcentos de personas que el Señor los va a sanar.
And if we don't, if you're not healed and sovereignly in that first moment, and let me say this, it's all sovereign.
Y si no estás saneando ahí,
soberanía.
Si no estás sanado con soberanidad ahí luego.
Cheer him on. He's doing good. Yeah. This is good. I'm used to preaching the gospel of Jesus. I'm used to. Yeah.
I am not. But, right. I'm for that.
But you are now.
No, but here. Yeah.
Get him, Lord. All right.
Amen.
We're just going to infuse him because let's pause our regular scheduled programming for a moment. Carlos, God has given you anointing to preach the gospel, to pastor people, to shepherd people, and lead them in. You have the heart of a servant. You have the heart of an evangelist. You have the gifting and the calling of an evangelist. And don't ever discount how powerful you are in Jesus. You don't have to have the terminology down. You already have what matters, and that's the heart for the Lord and to glorify Him alone, and that's all that matters, right? He can use a donkey, but you're better than a donkey. Don't ever think of yourself as a donkey. Right? You're a son and you're fully empowered. Amen. Yeah. Yes.
Can I just say something?
Please.
I was listening to you at the car wash all the time. I was like, man, he's sharing the gospel so good. You know, I was just building connections, but man, I was hearing you. I was like, that's an evangelist, man. He's got powerful spirit of evangelism. That's cool. It's cool to watch you.
Is there anybody in the house who will testify to that? I'm like, you seen that? You got the number of witness right here. Can I just say this real quick? I'm glad this is the way the service turned out tonight. I mean, we ministered the gospel, the revival today. I'm glad this is what's happened, and this is good tonight too. So, because we couldn't have gone this route, all right, with a bunch of folks from the community. So this is good. So here's what's going to happen. One more thing.
Esto es lo que va a pasar, una cosa.
That when you hear the testimony and you're not yet healed,
cuando hagas el testimonio y que no te tienes,
don't lose hope.
Healing, sanamiento, luego, que no pierdas esperanza.
At the end, we're going to have our ministry team that's going to pray for you.
Cuando terminemos, vamos a tener unas personas aquí que te van a dar ministro y que van a orar por ti.
And there's something about the impartation, the laying of hands.
Y una cosa de la impartación de que cuando te ponen las manos.
And in fact, in Hebrews, it describes the laying of hands as very foundational and basic.
Describan que cuando una persona pone las manos, que es una fundación para sanar.
To our faith.
Para nuestra fe.
What that means is
lo que
a
pasa
child
que es,
can do it.
Que una persona, un niñito, lo puede hacer.
And that might be laying hands on the sick.
Y eso también, si le ponen las manos a las personas que están sanadas.
Or that might
sanadas,
be laying hands on for impartation.
O ponadas por impartación.
Okay, so there's something that happens when we lay hands on
so
the sick.
So algo lo que
okay.
pasa es que una persona pone las manos a otra.
So I'm going to go, Jeannie, go ahead, and we're gonna queue up three specific testimonies. Right off the bat, this is with Randy Clark. We belong to Global Awakening, the Apostolic Network of Global Awakening. They're part of our official cover. Last year I was in Thailand and Singapore with Randy and was blown away. I saw more signs, miracles, and wonders, people healed, than I'd ever experienced in my life. It built my faith up. I know Cindy's been with Randy to Korea and to Thailand, and is there another? In Singapore as well, several years back, it's built up faith. It's some others. So you got to know that when they're who we associate with is doing this as a normal part of ministry in life and seeing it happen on a regular basis. But the first three testimonies, there's going to be a young lady that you're about to see that was healed of cerebral palsy. In fact, she's able to walk for the first time. It's awesome. The second one is going to be somebody who had screws in their shoulder and they walk away 100% pain-free. And then the third one is a tile setter whose knees were healed. Okay, so I want you, I'm telling you that now in advance to begin to check your body. So if you have knee issues, you have shoulder issues, and I think let's just go after. Sometimes we think cerebral palsy is the is something that's untouchable, just like MS or any of those things, and it's not. Okay, so go ahead and drop the lights and let's play these first three.
I want to give glory to God because I can lift my hands up and I can lift my legs at the same time.
Could she not do that?
I couldn't do it before because I lost my balance. Every time. A to jest pierwszy raz w życiu. Asia, pierwszy raz w życiu.
Pierwszy raz.
Yes, it's the first time I can do it in my whole life.
Hallelujah.
Więcej. Dalej, panie.
I've had two shoulder surgeries in the last 10 years, and I've had chronic pain, and I have three screws in my shoulder, and I was unable to lay down and sleep with my arm underneath my head, and I laid down over there, and I had complete range of motion, 100% better.
Amen. Well, my cartilage in my knee has, like I do tile setting, so it was worn right out, and I couldn't hardly kneel on it. Like it was in a lot of pain. And when that guy on there, he had his bad knees and he was going down on him like that. And I thought, that's what I need. And as soon as I said that and thought that, my knee, like all the pain and all this cartilage around here and inside here. And tonight I was sitting there and I was rubbing my knee and I'm thinking, man, this is getting worse and worse. And I was getting spasms up my leg here. But as soon as I thought that, it was like gone. And I'm thinking, I'm healed, you know? And it's like, wow, yeah. And so then I got, and I couldn't, like, to kneel down like this and do this, like, just no way, you know? It just wasn't there. And then, like, I couldn't do this, you know? You couldn't do it. It just, it's there. I'm telling you, God is alive. Amen.
Hallelujah. All right, so did that touch anybody in this place right now? Why don't you go ahead and stand up if you had one of those issues, the shoulders. It didn't have to be exactly what they were dealing with, but does anybody have any shoulder issue pain? Go ahead and stand up and go ahead and bring the lights up too, Mike, so we can see. Does anybody have any knee issues, pain in their knees? Is anybody dealing with an autoimmune disease or something of the nervous system? I know cerebral palsy deals specifically with the nervous system. Anything in that, would you go ahead and stand up? Now, check your bodies before we even pray for you guys.
I was kind of embarrassed about this one because of all the hardware down.
That's right. Now, check your bodies real quick. Is there any healing whatsoever?
I've got some.
What would you say about percentage? 1 to 10. 5%? Well, 5, so 50% improvement right now. So this is good. All right. No more pain in the knees whatsoever. Come on. So right where you're at, we're going to go ahead and ask the people around you to go and extend your hands or put your hands on them. And we're just going to pray. Go ahead and tell them real quickly what they're praying for. And we're not praying long. Let me say this. Let me give you some instructions. You don't have to pray long prayers. In Jesus' name, inflammation go. In Jesus' name, pain go. And in Jesus' name, complete whole healing. Amen. And have them test it. All right, begin to test it. If you begin to experience at least 80% improvement, then go ahead and wave both hands in the air. If you haven't, go for it one more time. Like 100% good? Or, all right, so wave your hands up. All right, so we have 100% improvement right here. So we have two complete healings right now. Anybody else? Any improvement? All right, pray for them one more time, and then we're going to show a few more testimonies, and then we'll come back and pray for you again, okay? So in the name of Jesus, it is finished. These injuries, these illnesses, these things have been completed and covered by the blood of Jesus on the cross. So as it is in heaven, invade the body now. The kingdom of heaven is upon you. In Jesus' name now, test it out. Any improvement? Kelly, can you give me that pen that was there? Okay, there's one up here I can use. All right, so here's what we're going to do. Go ahead and have a seat back down again. We're going to be believing. Thank you. So we had two complete healings right now. Let's go ahead and praise Jesus for it. And look, where did that come from? Is that come because there was three testimonies? Maybe a little bit, that faith was built up in the room? So go ahead, Jeannie, give me the crooked toe goes straight.
Mine here, I have one screw. About 25 years ago, I had extraordinary pain in my foot and couldn't walk. And they diagnosed me with osteoarthritis, and they resolved it by breaking my big toe and reattaching it, and it sits at a 45-degree angle, and it's fused with a screw. So it's at that angle so you can walk, at least to some semblance of walking. So I really wasn't going to respond to this, but I got up out of obedience, and while the video was playing, I felt that the toe, which is sitting at a 45-degree angle, and I mean, it's fused that way, it turned and it flattened out. So really weird. I have full motion, like better motion in that toe now than in the other one. So the only way that could happen is the screw would have to have dissolved or it would be bending. So that's it.
Hey, Jeannie, go ahead and go to the 17 and 18. Let's play those next couple. We're going to look at
this. This is Otacilia. She was deaf. Era de nascença? Era de nascença. Não. Quantos anos? Ah, bebezinho. 45 anos. Vai 3 meses que eu ponho o aparelho. Yes! 45 years ago, she was a baby. She lost her hearing. And now we prayed for her. The presence of God is so strong in this place. And she was, she only had 10% on this here. She only had 40 on that one. So she was 60% deaf and 90% deaf. And we, all I did was just to thank Jesus. I said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The presence of God just came over her. She almost fell. I grabbed her and said, check it. And she was all over there. And she can hear fine. 100% healed. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glória a Deus. Hallelujah. Obrigado, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glória a Deus. Wow. Yes. Obrigado, Jesus. Deus abençoe, querida. Amém, 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 amém. This is João. Is João's name?
João.
This is João. When he was a boy, young boy, they were playing with some cement and they threw it by accident on his left eye. He went blind. He could only see blur. Couldn't see anything. Couldn't read this letter as big as this. He could not read that. You know, it says Bible here. And now, there was a word of knowledge, Randy. There was a word of knowledge. He stood up and I said, if you hear your word, he's calling you. Just praise him for it. Don't have to ask him. So he said, I stood up, did what you said. He says, thank you, Jesus, for my vision. And then, boom, he came back. So he got the small print. Look how small that is.
I have trouble reading that myself without my glasses on.
And then, now he's totally healed. He's reading. Lê aqui, João. Aqui onde você leu. Aqui pode ser esse aqui. Aqui, ó, ó, aqui, ó.
E disse, tá desligando.
Tá ligado.
E disse aos convidados uma parábola.
He's reading small print. Look at this, Dennis, look at this. It's a small print. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Go ahead and pause.
Thank you, Jesus.
So why don't y'all go ahead and give Jesus praise real quick on that. We're going to hit a couple more here in a second, but I just want to take a second.
I was a hairdresser in the retirement community, and I was doing
that
a customer's
first
hair.
Guy was talking about the toe. I don't know if you heard that, but he had a screw that was holding his toe in like that. And because of what? That one was the video. He watches a video like you guys are doing now, and in the process, there was a sovereign healing. Jesus is good, right? The other one was because of a word of knowledge, specifically stood up and was healed because of that. So God wants to heal. So is there anybody here dealing with any level of hearing loss whatsoever? Would you go ahead and stand up? And any level of vision loss, which means if you're wearing glasses, go ahead and stand up, okay? Yeah, this is going to be good right here. Come on. Muchas gracias, Señor. Ah, yeah, this is good. So you guys are going to have to pray for yourselves and each other right now, okay? So go put your hands on your ears or on your eyes, and we're just going to release a blessing right now. Father, we just declare that right now, deafness and blindness is not part of your kingdom. We command a creative miracle right now in Jesus' name. We command ocular nerves to regrow, nerves, the ability to hear, even the bones, the little bones inside the ear to regrow in Jesus' name. We command the eye, all the nerves, the lenses, macular degeneration, all those things that have been attacking right now in the name of Jesus. Even to the place where we've believed, I just break the lie right now that says that you have to wear glasses the rest of your life. That's just the way it is. And in the name of Jesus, be healed completely and fully. Now, test it out. If you have the capacity to test what you couldn't do before, and here's your biblical proof of that. Jesus would heal one of the lepers, and he says, now go present yourself to the priest, and it was in his going that he was healed. So as you guys are testing things out as much as you can, and if you see any improvement whatsoever, raise one hand. If you got at least 80% of improvement, raise both hands, and we'll see what happens. So do we have any improvement? I guess I could really mess with you with... Is that unfair? But that's funny. I'm just going to say... So any improvements whatsoever? Okay, so we're going to pray one more time in Jesus' name, and we're going to believe for healing. So Jesus, we thank you, God, that your goodness brings healing to eyes, to ears, to shoulders, to broken bones, to worn out cartilage. We release this creative miracles right now in the name of Jesus, that you may be glorified and that your people may be blessed. And we just declare this in Jesus' name. Amen. So test it out one more time. As much as you can. Might mean you have to read something or do something like that. If you have to snap. Now, husbands, this is not an excuse to ignore your wife if she's talking to you. Right? I can't hear you. No. Because you've been healed tonight, all right? All right, why don't y'all have a seat one more time? Is Jesus good? Do y'all feel encouraged? All right. The goodness of God is being poured out. Now, Jeannie, go ahead and let's just go ahead and start skipping through the rest of them and play them, and then we're gonna finish.
And up. I would drop my scissors, and I dropped my comb, and I started slurring my speech. And my customer said, Lori, you're having a stroke. And I thought, wow, something's not right. And so I closed up shop, and I drove myself to emergency and walked in and said, I think I'm having a stroke. And they're like, how did you get here? I said, I drove myself. And they're like, you shouldn't have done that. So I had all these tests, and they said, you didn't have a stroke. You have MS. And they could have knocked me over with a feather because I was not thinking that that's what it could be. So the doctor walked out of the room, and I shed one tear. And then all of a sudden, the peace of the Lord came over me. And I thought, okay, if he brought me to it, he's going to get me through it. So I will deal with this. But this is what I had. A hanging arm and a dragging leg. And so I lost.
I was just so absorbed in watching. I forgot I had the mic.
Well, wait till you see the telephone story. You'll just think that's awesome. But anyways, so I lost my job that day. Self-employed, so I lost my apartment that day. Lost pretty much everything. My daughter had to go move in with her father because I couldn't take care of her. I'll tell you the funny story. I never lost my sense of humor. I'm in my apartment, and the phone rings, and I spin around, and my arm hits me in the back, and I go, "Who hit me?" But it was my own arm swinging because it was hanging, and I just laughed hysterically. I thought that was so funny. So I had to tell everybody that story, and they're like, "Lori, you're so crazy." And I was like, you know, get a laugh. So time got on. I started to get a little more movement, In the meantime, I was corresponding with my husband in Hawaii. And I lived in upstate New York, which there's no sun. And with no vitamin D, you can end up with MS. Okay, this is what my problem was. I had no vitamin D in my system. So he's from Hawaii. We met on Christian Mingle. First conversation was 5 hours long on the phone. There was this instant connection. And he said, "Lore, there's something here. Can I send you a plane ticket for you to come over for your birthday?" So the doctor said, "Go. That's what you need. You need a vacation. You need to rest. You need to heal. You need to be in sunshine, you know." So I drag myself through the airport. You want to come with me?
Yeah.
Okay. I drag myself through the airport.
Yeah.
Which was really hard with a suitcase bag in my dragging arm, but I prayed the whole way, and I got there. And I got off the plane, and I hugged my husband for the first time, and I knew I was home. Just knew it. So I had a two-week vacation, and come back into the light, yes. And at the end of the 2 weeks, he got down on one knee and asked me to marry him. And I'm like, okay. And he said, "Laura, if I have to push you around in a wheelchair, I will do it." And I had never met anybody like that before. Never. And I said yes. So I went home, back to Rochester. He came in August. My parents fell in love with him. We had a luau in Rochester, New York, got married, and I flew back to Hawaii with him, with MS. And wasn't working, doing anything like that. And started working for Healing Waters Ministry. We ministered to the homeless, and my pastor said, "You're going to get healed in increments. You're going to get healed a little at a time." And so I started trying to do healing through nature, you know, good foods and stuff like that. Lost 50 pounds and started taking care of myself. And things got a little better, and then I'd have a relapse, and I'd have to have all these medications and stuff, and it would all come back. And at this point that we came to the service from Hawaii, I'm doing okay, but not great. And I was over in that section, and I knew that I was coming for the manifestation of the healing that I already got, that he paid for 2,000 years ago. So I was coming for my manifestation.
Yeah.
So when you played that video of that woman that had MS, I didn't get up. I was thrown out of my chair. I was in my chair, and the next thing I was doing is I was there. And people that were here saw me. I went boing up in the air, and I'm standing there. I'm receiving. I'm going to get it, listening to the testimony of that woman. So then you said, "Do something you haven't done before." Well, I can't balance. I'm tucking my shirt in so you don't look down my shirt when I balance. So I can't do this. You know, with MS, it just wasn't working, and I started to feel a little stronger and a little stronger and a little stronger, and I had told you that I had seen the white light over you,
yeah.
And when I finally could balance and I felt strength and I knew I had gotten my healing, I came up here and you asked me about it, and There was such anointing on you, I couldn't stand next to you and balance because it was knocking me over. So I had to move. I had to move away from him. To balance. Oops, now I'm still there. Run in 8 years. I haven't run in 8 years.
Amen. Thank you.
So
Jesus.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the past week, I've probably had about a dozen anxiety attacks. About 10 years ago, I was diagnosed with PTSD from serving in Iraq. I haven't felt this at peace. Forget who we are, but he doesn't.
Yeah. Amen. That's amazing. What did you feel when? Did you feel something? Just because I want people that don't have an understanding of what you're talking about. What did it tell me? What just describe what God's doing to you right now?
Absolute rest.
You're shaking, man. Father, in the name of Jesus, double it now in Jesus' name. More, Lord, more, Lord, more, Lord, more, Lord. We give you praise. I give you praise in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Lord, double everything that he's experiencing right now. More, 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 more. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. How long has your husband, just fill us in a little bit on what's going on.
Since he went to Iraq, when he came back, it's very difficult for him to, like for him to be up front, two rows in, with all these people behind him, is terrifying to him. He can't go into a restaurant and sit with his back to the door. Because what could happen if somebody came in? He has to be prepared. It's like the video that was on.
Yeah.
The person talking about, I mean, that was him.
Wow.
Because, and he has the same problems with difficulty with, not necessarily nerves, but has problems with his knees, his back. He was 82nd Airborne, so he jumped out of, I don't know, 24 different airplanes, and he has had compression fractures in his back.
Wow.
And when we were at the first the Voice of the Prophets conference, God healed him, and actually he grew an inch and a half. So the compression fractures that had pushed him down, it actually went back. But the post-traumatic stress he'd still been dealing with.
Wow.
And this is amazing.
When did it start happening? Because you've been with him today. Is it this morning or even right now? Or what just happened?
Pretty much it's been, I would say, success from yesterday all the way through today and to now.
Come on.
It's been coming more.
That's
and more.
Amazing.
That he's just been at rest and at peace.
That's amazing.
And he couldn't say that before.
Come on. Close your eyes, Jen.
So here's what I'm going to do. I thought that was a very timely, specific thing. We have many vets that live in our region community. We have many firefighters, first responders, police officers that have experienced in the course of service trauma. There's other people in here you've experienced trauma, and as a result, they're creating anxiety. I'm not asking you to stand up or raise your hand in this moment. What I'm going to ask you to do is to receive the peace of God, which is beyond your ability to understand, that guards not only your heart and your mind, but in this moment, it's going to guard your body. And the physical results of anxiety and trauma are going to be broken off in Jesus' name. And I'm just going to ask everyone in the room, go ahead and close your eyes. Because each of us who've walked in this earth have heard of a story or testimony that created some level of trauma. You've seen something or you've experienced something. So it's not just reserved for our vets, although they very clearly are at the high of the list. But in the name of Jesus, I declare peace over you. That the Prince of Peace, who went to the cross and took all the trauma with him and nailed it to the cross, is the same Jesus that speaks peace, be still, in this moment. We thank you, Father, that you are a good, good daddy. I declare right now, just like Will prayed, that you would double and double and double, increasing peace from this moment and every day that you live on this earth. I break the lie that says, this is the price that you have to pay to defend a country, to defend your family, to defend a city, to rescue a life. That's a lie. It's not a price that Jesus is asking you to pay. In fact, he paid for it on the cross. And he declares, it is finished. Now I'm going to ask a question. If anyone received a level of peace, breakthrough in this moment, would you stand for me? Yeah. Praise God. Thank you, Father, that 9 experienced breakthrough. We thank you that you're multiplying it. And in the name of Jesus, we just say, double it now. Breathe on them. Breathe on them. I'm sensing the Lord is saying that someone is afraid that what you're feeling in this moment is only temporary. And I just want to break that lie right now in the name of Jesus, that the benefits and blessings of God are eternal and not temporary. And so I speak life, wholeness, in Jesus' name. If you just experienced and received another level of breakthrough, I'm going to invite you just to stand one more time. Praise God. Right where you're at, why don't you just give him thanks? Just tell him, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You guys can have a seat. I've got two more testimonies that I want to share with you. One of them is quite, or actually both of them feel quite dramatic. But I wanted to use as a something to build your faith that it takes, that it's all supernatural. But God's in the business of creative miracles. And so this first one, there's a screw that fell out of a girl's face, and you're going to see it. So if you have metal or any surgically implanted plates, devices, stuff like that, as you're watching this, I want you to be ready to receive. That metal disappears. It melts. I don't understand it. It just happens. I've seen it happen. I was in Thailand. I'll just tell you this real quick. Thailand was praying for a man that, quite frankly, looked like a Greek god. I mean, he was just like, but he had broken and fractured his wrist and had multiple screws where he could not bend his wrist anymore and do push-ups. First night he came, we were in Singapore. We prayed for him. He tested it out, tried to do push-ups, couldn't do it. Second day he came back. We prayed for him, tried to do push-ups, could not do it, was not healed. He came back the third day. On the third day, Jesus rose, and this man's metal disappeared. Like, I could see the plate and the screws that had gone in there, and you could feel it from the outside. I was able to knock on it and feel the metal plate. And in the moment, that third time, we prayed for it. He got down and starts going, just pushing out these push-ups like crazy, and the metal completely disappeared. Now, where did it go? I don't know. Does it matter? Not really. Jesus healed him. Okay? So grab faith right now in the moment that God is in creative miracles and he loves you. All right? He loved that guy in Singapore, but he doesn't love him any more than he loves you. Okay? And so let's go ahead and just show these last two testimonies.
You got to hear this. You got to hear this.
You're not going to believe this. This is awesome.
In September, I got bucked off of a horse and I broke the left side of my face. I completely shattered it and had reconstructive surgery. And I have four plates in my face. And they went in through my gum to put in a plate. And the gum didn't grow over one of the screws. And I've been able to feel it with my tongue since September or October. And it's been hurting me and I can feel it. It's a daily reminder that I broke my face. And that's the second time in 2 years I've had surgery. Four times in 2 years in my face, and they said they were going to do another surgery in 6 months to remove it if it didn't heal over, and tonight it fell out of my gut.
Yes! Right here.
This is a happy mom right here. Hallelujah!
I'll say one thing that's ironic, and it's God's doing. Last night, my mom wanted me to come, and she knew that they're going to be praying over people with metal in their face because he mentioned it, and I was not able to make it. I live in Sweetwater, and I just got off work late, and so she asked me to come tonight, and he prayed for metal tonight, and yes. I was here. So it's just God's work.
Hallelujah! I believe this is a sign for a lot of.
Glória a Deus.
Qual
seu nome?
Tiago.
Qual que era o problema?
Irmã, eu tinha câncer. Tumor sacral. Aqui no cóccix.
Tinha um tumor no cóccix? Dava pra sentir?
Dava, ele tinha ficado enorme. Aí com as quimioterapias, ele tinha sarado um pouco. Só tinha ficado um pouquinho o caroço. Aí depois do passar do tempo, a quimioterapia ele tinha. De junho pra cá, ela não tava conseguindo atingir por causa que depois do tempo
suo casco, ci buco mano protettore.
Mas você passava a mão aqui, você sentia que tinha um caroço?
Sentia.
E o que aconteceu agora?
Sumiu.
Aleluia!
Cancer is disappearing.
This baby had cancer in the sacroiliac right here. And there was a big lump, a big tumor. Pode levantar a blusa, mostra pra gente. There was a big lump here. You could see the tumor big right there. And then there was a word of knowledge that cancer is disappearing. The cancer in the back. And then they stood up with the baby, laid hands on the baby, and the cancer disappeared. Mostra onde estava, ele bota sua mão. Bem ali tinha uma bola. Sumiu. Totalmente. It's disappeared, it's gone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Cancer is dying in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Até o câncer morre debaixo do nome de Jesus, igreja. Se você está feliz, fique de pé. Glorifique.
Hallelujah. So I'm going to ask you right now, if you have metal in your body anywhere, I want you to stand up. And if you have a tumor or cancer anywhere touching your life, your body, I want you to stand up as well. And if you have anybody in your family that's dealing with that specific thing, you can actually stand up in their place right now. And here's what we're going to go after. Cancer has been cursed at the root, and it's dying in Jesus' name, because on the cross, what happened? It is finished. So you declare to that issue or that concern, you're finished, because Jesus declared it's finished. So right now, why don't y'all surround the people that are standing up, and we're just going to go after these things and pray. And we're just going to clear right now, specifically over surgically implanted devices, screws, metal, plates, anything that's been put into the body right now in the name of Jesus, even plastic hips or hip replacements and things like that, those type of things, we're declaring right now creative miracles in Jesus' name. Melt the screws, melt the metal, whatever was not in the body as designed by heaven, we command to be replaced right now with brand new body parts, brand new cartilage, brand new ligaments, brand new bones, brand new bone marrow. We just declare right now over cancer, specifically in the name of Jesus, that it is dried up and it is going away. It's dissolving just like that metal is dissolving. We're declaring right now that cancer is dissolving in Jesus' name. It doesn't matter where it's at in the body. It doesn't matter the stage that it's in. Whatever stage it's in right now, we declare it is finished. Your time in this body is finished. We declare right now you must go in Jesus' name. We declare right now creative miracles as it is in heaven because of what Jesus did on the cross. We release right now the healing of heaven. Come, Holy Spirit, light people's bodies on fire right now. Whew. More. And I think that was prophetic. Bone marrow right now. We just speak specifically to leukemia right now in the name of Jesus, and we command leukemia. You be healed in Jesus' name. We declare right now in the spine, whether it be spina bifida or the curvature of the spine, be straightened right now in Jesus' name. Wholeness come. Wholeness come. Wholeness come. And we just declare it in your name, Jesus. Now I'm going to ask you guys, as much as you can, test your body. Do what you could do with wisdom, what you could not do before. If you need to feel for the screw or the things, feel for it. I've also seen and heard testimonies of somebody where the screw didn't disappear, but the body was able to do what it couldn't do, and there was no way to explain it. You could still see the screw, but there was no pain. There was full range of motion. So if you experienced a level of healing or breakthrough at any point, would you go ahead and just, if it's less than 80%, raise one hand. If it's at least 80% or more, raise both hands. So test it out. We'll give you a second to do that. All right, what's going on, Sophia? Ha! Come on. Hey, Papa John, would you come here real quick and grab this mic? I want everybody to hear that.
Yeah, go ahead. We're releasing faith.
Okay, I had a bunionectomy on both feet several years ago, and they put in a screw, so whatever. I don't know how they do it, but anyways, they put in screws on both feet, and I wasn't able to bend my toe all the way down, and now I can bend both of them all the way down to the floor, whereas before I couldn't do that all the way. Thank you, Jesus! Woo!
Excuse me. Boom. I used to have a metal plate right here. It doesn't appear to be there anymore.
Come on. Yeah, Jesus!
That's very weird.
He keeps saying, seriously.
You used to be able to feel it right here. You could feel this metal plate right here. You could feel the screws. I'd gone to see a doctor because I was having a lot of pain, and the screws had started to waller out, and weren't. But the bone had grown over the top of it. I said, well, can you fix it? And he said, well, if it gets infected, it's going to kill you. We'll take care of it. Otherwise, just take a lot of ibuprofen. And he can't even feel none of those screws, none of that. That plate isn't even there.
And he didn't tell you the reason he's got all these plates, he fell out of a six-story building.
Yeah. We got anybody else? Any other testimonies? Oh, that's so good. Oh, that's so good. So here's what we're going to do before you guys leave tonight. If with y'all's permission, Sophia and Thad, anybody else, if you received healing tonight, here's the deal. I don't want to just play testimonies from what happened with Global Awakening. I want to play testimonies of what God's doing here, okay? So we can put them even up on our website. So if you guys are willing to do that, before we leave, we want to go ahead and record that too. So, come on. God is good. Amen. Let me ask you a question. If you're born again, say I am. I don't know why somebody would not want to be born again with a God like that. Right? So I'm just going to go ahead and do this. Everybody go ahead and bow your heads. And I want to give an invitation because I feel like the Lord said do it in this way. If you're not yet born again, but what you heard tonight was the goodness of God and you want to receive it for your own life, would you go ahead and just raise your hand? All right. So that means we're in a family of faith. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we declare that these testimonies that came from Love New Braunfels, the ones we heard tonight, the ones that are laying on our platform right now, are only the down payment on what you're going to do. That this is not the totality of it. That every testimony has got power on it. And that, Lord, now we have a responsibility to share the testimony of Jesus with the rest of our communities. That when the TSSN team goes back up and they have these testimonies to share of what you did, and that the city of Abilene will be lit on fire. Lord, that as we who here live in this city, we hear these testimonies and we go out. I mean, this didn't feel like a really deep prophetic word because it feels like it's just going to happen. But I declare over you that as you go from this place, you're going to encounter people that had broken toes or had a surgery on a bunion, and you're going to pray for them and they're going to be healed because of what you saw tonight. I declare right now that you're going to run into somebody who's got screws somewhere in their body or some sort of surgery, and you're going to pray for them and they're going to be healed. I just declare right now that you're going to run into somebody who's been dealing with PTSD or trauma. And just by you saying that Jesus loves you and releasing the peace of God over them, they're going to get a breakthrough. I declare right now that somebody you're going to encounter who's got a tumor and has lost all hope, and you're going to bless them and pray for them, and they're going to be healed. I just predict to you that as you go out, you're going to run into somebody with MS or cerebral palsy, and that what used to happen is you felt a lot of compassion for them, but you felt powerless to do anything about it. And that something's going to rise up inside of you because of what you saw tonight. And you're going to realize, I am not powerless anymore. But I've got the power of the testimony of Jesus that he's already healed this. And what he's done once, he wants to do again. And you're going to pray for them, and cerebral palsy is going to disappear. That MS is going to disappear. That many other diseases and illnesses and things that have plagued our city for way too long, they're going to disappear. And what the fruit of it's going to be is that Jesus is glorified. It's going to be a sign that points to him. It's going to make them wonder about the incredible love of a God, and why would he do such a thing? And it's going to bring them into the kingdom. And all you've got to say is that the kingdom of God has come near you. God loves you. And give glory and testimony to it. We declare right now, God, that when you died on the cross and declared it was finished, you died for every single man, woman, every teenager, every child, every infant, over even the unborn. You died for those all, so that we might be saved, healed, and set free. Oh Lord, that we would not forget the benefits of your salvation, but instead we would revel and rejoice in it, and what we freely have received, we freely give away. And we just thank you, God. The building didn't shake, but you're here. You've manifest yourself here. And right now, I just release right now another just impartation of the Holy Spirit. I declare that the impartation of the Holy Spirit is greater than what came in the day of Pentecost. I declare right now that what you did once and through the Old Testament and New Testament, the way you declared and showed up, that was a foreshadowing of what you want to do in this last great awakening before you come back. And we love you, Jesus. And we just thank you. And we just ask this right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And all of his family said, amen, amen, amen. Give him praise. I just want to do one more thing before I release you guys. I believe I'm going to give honor tomorrow, but I really feel like you guys have benefited the most from what's happened. But Cindy and Chris, would you guys come up here real quick, just up to the front? And I'm just going to tell you right now, none of this would have happened if it wasn't for these two right here. I'm going to share a quick story with you. Y'all need to understand this. Several years ago, we were in the transition where we were moving into the things of the kingdom and things of the spirit, where what happened tonight I knew was supposed to happen, but there was a lot of doubt and fear about it ever happening in our church. And we were in this point where I was ready to give up, honestly. And I was ready to ask the Lord, like, Lord, if it's time for me to move on and take my hands off of this church and let you take it wherever you want to take it, and you take me and my family wherever you want to go, I will do that, God. I will lay this down. But Lord, give me one sign that I'm supposed to stand and fight. And that Sunday is when this couple walked into our church. And I begin to have a conversation with them, and they start telling me about TSSM, about the supernatural, all the things that God had done. And it was in that moment where I knew, I'm here to stay. Right? Now, this is not about me, but y'all need to know the love and admiration I have for all of you, but especially this couple. And so if you guys would just stand up and let's just extend a blessing. In fact, forget Chris and Cindy, why don't y'all go stand in the middle aisle there and y'all surround them. And y'all just begin to bless them with your own words. I'm going to pray over them, but y'all just begin to bless them. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this amazing couple. We thank you, Lord, that just the unity that they have in marriage, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, the way that you've knit them together perfectly, that your redemptive design for them both, Lord, is so powerful alone, but together. It's just amazing, Lord. And we just declare right now that the purpose and plan that you have for them and their family, that, Lord, this is only the beginning, Lord God, and that there's greater things, that everything you've put on their heart, Lord God, to see in this world and accomplish, Lord God. We just declare acceleration right now in the name of Jesus. We declare, Lord God, right now that the books, the teachings, the coaching, the passion, Lord, the anointing that you've placed on both Chris and Cindy for that, Lord God, is released now in Jesus' name for it to come to full fruition. I declare right now the season, the Kairos moment, the divine favor, the divine opportunity that is meeting in this moment, God, and that from this point on, Lord, that they better buckle their seatbelts because you're going to accelerate them far beyond what they ever dreamed about. And we declare, Lord, that the fruit of that, Lord God, that there's going to be many, 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 many children that come into the kingdom because of what you're doing in this time, in this moment. And so, Lord, we give honor where honor's due, Lord God, that they serve you faithfully. And we thank you, Lord. We bless them. Greater favor. Greater favor. And we just declare it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey guys, I'm going to give you, actually, you know what? Let's do it. Can you do that first thing in the morning? Are you going to be here? Are you off? Okay. Because I want to give them, I want to release them. Hey, come here. Go ahead. Real quick, we have a. I want to honor the time for you guys who have been here, but this is a good testimony that you need to hear right now.
So yesterday, Mark had to go to work, so he dropped me off at the Baptist Hospital downtown San Antonio. Some friends that we had met at a restaurant. We kind of have a restaurant ministry, like a lot of you know. And Mark had passed by them, and the gentleman that was sitting there said to his wife, "That's a godly man." So they invited us to sit down. We became friends, so forth and so on. His wife has been suffering with severe anxiety. Her surgery folder was full. She has diabetes. She's had 6 of her 10 toes amputated. The last one has taken since September to heal and the infection to go away so they could close it. And so I told her I would be there early in the morning. We spent 6 hours just ministering to her and pouring into her. And after we'd pray for one thing, I'd ask her how you feel. And every time it was, it's clear. And then it was peace. And then it was clear and peace. At the end of the day, just before I left, I asked her, I said, so how are you feeling? Where's the anxiety? She goes, I don't have any.
That's good. So I just release that over you as Judy's just sharing it right now. In the name of Jesus, you've never been given a spirit of fear or anxiety, but instead you've been given power, love, and a sound mind. I release over you the perfect love of the Father, and that tonight you're going to dream with Him, that no night terrors, I just break night terrors in Jesus' name, and instead you have all authority that even as you begin to dream, and even when the enemy begins to kind of knock on your door, you're going to turn them to go back, and that your spirit's going to rise up inside of you, even in your dreams, and it's going to take what would have been a night terror, and you're going to become a terror to the devil. Whoa. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Bring somebody with you to church tomorrow. Y'all understand what God's been doing in this place. The people that normally come to church here who haven't experienced any of this are going to walk into this atmosphere, and they're going to get whapped. So bring somebody with you tomorrow. Service at 10 a.m. We love you guys. Have a great night.